Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of those sins. You might think that you don't, but you do. And God knows that you do. This is why He has made provisions for us. And some people are the wrong skin color, than other than mine, have the idea that they are above everything and everything. You stop listening to them. They are going the way of Satan, and Satan is going into the hellfire. You know, you're happy now doing all these things, but please stop it. Now, today, I want you, it says that we are in Judges 16, but I may have read that verse to you, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it has been read. And I am going on in the book of Samuel because I never know when my father will call me home, just like I had taken my brother to the Veterans Hospital and he was getting service. Then all of a sudden I was sitting there, I started crooking up. My mouth and stuff started crooking. And I hadn't eaten anything that I know of that was wrong. I have been trying to take care of myself. So it's true. Satan is going up and down the earth seeking who he can devour. If he could have devoured me at that time, he would have caused me different problems. But he couldn't. And I thank God for that. Because I think I have been living right. I have tried to do what I read to you sheep about. I'm not playing with God. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I want you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, the Ten Commandments, as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You'll find the Ten Commandments. And the Fourth Commandment tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. There's something wrong with you. Many of you, you can read the Bible better than I, and you're smarter than I, yet have Sunday church, and God has told you specifically the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath. You are to rest, and I think go to church on that day. It's a day of rest for me. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I don't know what other Bible says, but I think it's probably saying the same thing. Keep the Sabbath holy in the Fourth Commandment. And that's what you're supposed to do. If you don't know what the Sabbath day is, I will tell you, the Sabbath day is Saturday. I want your sheep to have the three P's ready. Well, you ask me, well, what are the three P's? They are your pen, pencil, and paper. I want you to jot down any scriptures that I may state. And if you want to be like the Bereans, you will go in the Bible and search whatever I tell you. So I want you to go to the book of Samuel, chapter 2. And I will start reading from where I left off this past Saturday, of Friday evening. So let's go to Samuel. And I know that I usually have a scripture for you that's starting my program right about now. But I think I'm going straight to Samuel chapter 2 in verse 28 where I left off and start just reading from there and reading as much as I can because I don't know when my Father in heaven will call me to go to be with him, but to come with him. And when he calls me, I will go. I might try to fight it, but I'm going. Chapter 28, verse 28. Let's go there and read. And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy fathers all of the offerings made by fire and the children of Israel? He did those great things for me. All the food that you burnt for an offering, he gave that to us. We ate that. He didn't eat that. Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifices and none and mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that thou honorest me. Let me read that again. For them that honorest me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Now, esteemed means to be respected or have admiration for. But he said that for those that don't honor him or despise him, they shall be lightly respected or administered to. Verse 31, behold, the days come that I will cut out thy arm and thy arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house, and thou shalt see an enemy of your habitation, and all the wealth which God has given Israel, and there shall not be an old man in that house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall cut off from my altar, shall be to consume thy eyes. And to grieve thy heart, and shall the increase of thine house shall die in the power of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thee two sons, and I think it's pronounced Hophni. It's spelled H-O-P-H-N-I. And Phineas, spelled P-H-I-N-E-H-A-S. In one day shall die both of them. And I will rise up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's office, that I may eat a piece of bread. Now, that's what is going to happen. My father's words. His words, I bought them to be truthful. If he says he's going to do whatever, he will at some point in time get to it. Now, let us go into 1 Samuel chapter 3. And as a child, Samuel administered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, an ear to Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord said, Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I. But thou callest me. And he said, I callest not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called it yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, what thou callest me? And he answered, I callest not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, what thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, thou shalt say, Thou shalt speak, Lord, what thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house when I began. I will also make an end, for I have told him that I will Let me start over verse 12. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquities. Iniquities means sins, which he knoweth, because his son made themselves vile. And vile means nasty, or, well, nasty, that's what I think that is. And he restrained them not. So he's saying that Eli did not restrain his children, were his sons, from being vile or doing evil things, nasty things. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that in the iniquities of Eli's house, the sins of Eli's house, shall not be purged with sacrifices nor offerings forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared show Eli the Avenger. Then Samuel called Eli. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he answered, "Here am I." And he said, "What is the thing that the Lord has said unto you? Well, unto thee, I pray thee, hide not from me." God did so to thee, and more also. If thou hide anything from me, all of the things that he said come upon thee, will come upon thee, will come upon you. And Samuel said, and Samuel told him everything well, and he had nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord that him do what seemeth good. Let him do what seemeth him good." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And Samuel, the son of Dan, even to Bashir, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Now, hopefully you understand chapter 3. Now let's go. Let us go into chapter 4 and read chapter 4. Now I'm looking at my computer where it tells that about Samson and Delilah. Hopefully you have read about that. I know I read that to you all a few weeks ago. Just like I'm reading one chapter after the next, it says I am in chapter 16, but I am in Samuel chapter 4, and that's where I'm going to start reading and read Samuel chapter 4 with you. See, and the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer the Philistine, pitched in Aphek. That's spelled A-P-H-E-K. And the Philistines went out themselves in array. They had array means to arrange themselves. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew the army of the field, about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore has the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hands of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring hence the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, which dwelleth between their chamberlains, the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, went there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, and that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What manner of noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" The Hebrews are people that look like me, brown skin. And they understood that the Ark of the Lord was come into the camp, and the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "God has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there has not been such a thing therefore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of those mighty gods?" Those are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men. Let me read that again. Be strong and quiet yourselves like men, O ye Philistines. Be ye not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to us. Quiet yourselves like men and fight. And the Philistines fought with Israel, was smitten, and they fled, every man into his tent. And there was a great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 men, and the Ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni, that's spelled H-O-P-H-N-I, and Phinehas, P-H-I-N-E-H-A-S, was slain. And there was a man of Benjamin out of the army came to Shiloh, and the same day with his clothes rent, and rent means torn, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart troubled with the Ark of God. And when the men came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the cry, he said, "What meaneth the noise of this tumult?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is there done?" my son. And the messenger answered and said, Eli, I fled before the fellow sign, the Philistine, and there has been a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons, Huppai, that's the Hophni, and Phinehas, Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. Wow. And that's what we can't let other nations do to us. Let us come together as brown and black people that we are, and let no one bother us again or take anything from us that is not there. And it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of God that he fell from off the seat backwards by the side of the cake, and his neck broke, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings means news, the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for the pains came upon her. So, hearing that her father-in-law and her husband had died, and by her being pregnant, that made her deliver her baby. I mean, you know, start having those pains that you have when you are going to have a child. And about that time of her death, let me read that again. Did it say that? And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Abishai. That's spelled I-C-H-A-B-O-D. I do not know how to pronounce that name. I will try to look it up. Let me just read that sentence again. We'll start at the first of that sentence again. She named the child I-C-H-A-B-O-D, saying the God is departed from Israel because the ark of God is taken, and because of the father, because her father-in-law and her husband. Let me read that sentence again. Verse 21, I'm having a hard time reading that. Now maybe God wants me not to go into chapter 5 this day. Nonetheless, let me read verse 21 and verse 22 before I go out there. And the name of the child, I-C-H-A-B-O-B, saying, the glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God is taken, and because of her husband-in-law and her husband. Verse 22, And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. That is the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 4. I have 9 minutes left, and now I will go into chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. And the Philistines took the ark of God. They brought it into the house of Dragon and set it by Dragon. And they from Ashdod arose early on the morrow. Behold, the dragon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took dragon and set him up in his place again. And when they arose early on tomorrow morning, behold, the dragon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. Now that tells you something. See, the dragon can't stand before God. He has to fall down on his face and bow down to God. That's what I'm getting from this. And that's what I got from it the last time, whatever. None of that. And when they arose early tomorrow morning, behold, dragon was falling on his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the dragon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of dragon was left before him. Therefore, neither the priests of the dragon nor any that came into the dragon's house tread upon the threshold of the dragon in Ashdod until this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy on them as Ashdod, and destroyed them and smote them with emeralds, every Ashdod and the coast of Ashdod. Well, he smote them with emeralds. Let me read chapter 5. Let me read chapter 6 again. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emeralds, even Ashdod in the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the ark of God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us, upon Dagon, our God. And gathered all of the Lord of the Philistines unto them, and said, what shall we do with the ark of God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of God of Israel be carried above unto God. And I say that word is God. It's spelled G-A-T-H. And they carried the ark of God of Israel about thither. So they carried the ark of God away from the Palestinians to this place. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction, and he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emeralds in their secret places, in their secret parts. Therefore, they sent the ark of God to Ekron, that's spelled E-K-R-O-N, and it came to pass as the ark of God came to Ekron, that's spelled E-K-R-O-N, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought the ark of God of Israel to us to slay us and our people. So they sent, so they went together. Let me read verse 11 again. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of Palestine and said, send away the ark of God of Israel and let it go again this way, go again to his own place, that it stay not, that it slay us not and our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout the city. The hand of God was very heavy there, and the men that died not were smitten with the emeralds, and the city went up to heaven. Now let me read verse 12 again, and we're almost finished. I have to read this last verse, verse 12. And the men that died not were smitten with emeralds, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. So that ends reading verse 5. And let me mark it off that I will start reading verse 6 come this Friday. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to have this day and to share a word of your word that is written in what is called a Bible. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us day and night, keeping the evil of his hate away from us. We thank you in Yeshua's name. And remember, Saint, James chapter 4 and 15, if it's God's will, I will be back with you come this Friday. Also, Saint, I want you to remember to go and get this record called High and Lifted Up. I want you to purchase it from iTunes or Google Play or Apple Play. It's produced by my nephew and one of his college buddies. They are graduates of Columbia College in Chicago, and they make good music. Buy the album. It would be a great favor. Oh, the song won't come up. Now it's coming on. Remember, God loves you, and so do I, but He loves you more.
Salvation.
I'll talk with you next week.